In Malaysia, Malaysia's best-known Christian convert, Lena Joy, lost a 6-year battle to have the word Islam removed from her identity card after the country's highest court rejected the change. The ruling threatens to further polarize Malaysian society. We spoke to Executive Secretary of Caritas Malaysia, Brother Anthony Rogers, about the decision.
The government is saying, the so-called majority Muslim government is saying, she was born a Muslim, let her go back to her cultural institution, which is a Sharia court, to determine whether she is a Muslim or not. And at the same time, on the other hand, there is the other human rights civil society, which is saying everybody has a right politically to convert. So this is the tension between this cultural dimension of respecting your roots and your heritage and a human rights, inverted commas, secular notion of conversion. I have the freedom to convert. And this is, I think, the little tension that we need to resolve that hasn't been resolved between what we call the Sharia law and the civil law.
Do you think the government, in the light of some of these well-publicized cases, could be convinced to modify its law, or do you think, as you say, it's something too strongly rooted in the culture?
I personally believe, you know, no religious institution will just immediately change this, you know, its canonical laws. So I believe that there has to be this ongoing dialogue between the civil laws and the laws of God.